Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. So our two topics today are, firstly, how all-time stock market highs lead to new highs, and secondly, why you shouldn't play politics with your portfolio. So the start of a bull market has many definitions, from a 20% gain off the lows to the more broadly accepted new all-time high. The S&P 500 met this definition on January the 19th and has since gone on to 15 more highs just this year. Markets tend to trend, so new highs lead to new highs. And history is also on your side, with the one-year average S&P 500 return after a new high being 15% and with a 90% hit rate. Additionally, the average S&P 500 bull market has historically lasted 5 years with returns of over 150%. So we may just be getting started. We do see the current market as due a bit of a breather, but as fundamentally very well supported on the twin foundations of firstly a turning earnings cycle and secondly coming interest rate cuts. And we think the risks are manageable. Of a services-led inflation turn up or a big tech stumble with record levels of market concentration. Our second topic is politics and Super Tuesday. There are two big political events today. Firstly, the start of China's two sessions Congress that will set its GDP growth and fiscal spending goals. And we talked about this on Friday as it's pivotal to the continuation of the nascent Chinese stock rally. But secondly, today we have US Super Tuesday, the presidential primaries in 15 states that will de facto decide the Republican and Democrat candidates for the November election. Biden and Trump victories won't be a surprise, but we may see Trump's last opponent, Nikki Haley, be forced to leave the race. And we're another big step closer towards mainstream voters paying attention to this closer November election race. And it's a tight race, with Trump having a narrow and early poll lead. But ultimately, we see a divided Congress and fiscal expansionism, regardless of who wins the White House. And we don't think investors should play politics with their portfolios, with any impact of the election being limited by, firstly, that we already know these candidates better than any prior candidates. Secondly, don't underestimate the constraints on these candidates getting anything done from the legislator, from the legal environment and the economy. And thirdly, that there are a multitude of other things that drive markets apart from politics. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.